This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To Brisbane, Queensland, Australia, Scott Maiman reporting for CBS News. Scott, it is early cold here. It is not yet December, and it's been in the 20s, and we had snow flurries, expecting a little moderation, but an El Nino winter. That means you're having an El Nino summer. What's it look like? Good evening to you.
Oh, g'day, John. Just in the past week, we've had regular storm activity that we get as a prelude to the summer, but it's unique to eastern parts of Australia where we will get a summer storm. It will last about 5 to 10 minutes, but the fury of this storm is incredible. It'll blow in, it'll blow out, but it does signal the start of our storms and our summertime here. And we've been getting them just about every day for the past week, John. The situation is that we've got hot weather. We're talking about roughly the 90s, which is hot for this time of year where we are. We are expecting the temperature to rise even further as we go into summertime across the holiday period. But yeah, we've got some incredible weather conditions happening right across the east coast of Australia, from the top end around Cairns, Townsville, northern Queensland, all the way down to Sydney, even to south of Sydney. So it's a vast area that's copping this summer system at the moment, John.
I've been reading that you've had some heavy rains. Did that come to Brisbane, bucketing?
Yes, John, we've had some heavy rain. It's not hitting the parts that really needs that rain, that the outback parts, some areas where the bushfires have been hitting. Now, we've been lucky. The bushfires have quelled. But we've had some incredible rain. But again, it's all part of these summer storm bursts that I was just talking about. It will drop a load for about 5 to 10 minutes.
Yeah.
And yeah, it's just incredibly hard.
The map I saw, it started in Darwin to the north and went all the way to Tasmania. That's what you're talking about, these storm cells.
Yeah, it's a little bit larger, a little bit. It's a lot larger than normal. It seems to have increased. But yeah, that is where a lot of the storm patterns begin, and because it will start in central Australia, as you saw correctly in that weather pattern. But then it'll dissipate and it will reform closer to the east coast. And then it becomes one heck of a furious storm as it ventures out to sea. So, yeah, it drives it from the central parts of Australia to the east coast.
Scott and I are talking about the weather because COP28 began within these last hours in Dubai. A lot of ironies here. A petrostate hosting elaborately COP28 to talk about net zero. But the weather patterns are what we have to watch, the climate and the extreme heat that Australia will struggle through this summer may or may not be part of climate change. It's certainly part of El Nino. The extreme cold that we're expected here in New England, heavy snows, may or may not be climate change, but it certainly is El Nino. We haven't had one here since 2015, so we're watching. We move to good news. For no reason that I can remember, Beijing decided to cut off Australian wine, which are first rate, and the Chinese love it. Your prime minister was in Beijing, had a conversation with Xi Jinping and his lieutenants, and now the wine hasn't yet flowed, but they're promising. Is that what the television says? The promise is there.
Yes, John, it's an act of good faith, I guess you could say. We are expecting the wine to flow freely, well, not quite freely, but the wine to start flowing again after these massive tariffs were placed on it. And it was all because of our previous government asking questions about where did COVID-19 originate. Since then, all sorts of expulsions and tariff cutbacks happened, and tariffs were just applied left, right, and center. New government, a new era, and we're hopeful that things will see a new direction. And this includes the tariffs on our wines. And this is an act of good faith from China. Of course, it does stem from that meeting that our prime minister had in Beijing just a few weeks ago as well. It's a case of watch this space, John.
What is the vaping controversy? Vaping is an artificial product that is that was popular in the United States with young people? What is it in Australia?
It's pretty much the same thing, John. Instead of using a proper nicotine cigarette, it's an electronic device for smoking. And it has been all the rage for a while now. Unfortunately, it seems that the younger generation is enjoying it just a little too much. The manufacturers, whether they want to admit this or not, have been marketing to the younger generation. And it's the younger generation that is being targeted in this ban. So as of the first of the new year, all new imports of the single-use e-cigarettes are being banned. Also, it's got to be, if you need an e-cigarette for vaping purposes, it's got to be by prescription only. This is a massive crackdown that Australia's put on this, John.
And is it popular to crack it? It's about the young people. Is this popular among their parents? Are they caring?
No, yeah, parents, of course, care, but there's not a lot you can do at the moment because of the way the laws were written up. Children, and I mean that, children were able to purchase these e-cigarettes because it was once promoted as it's not nicotine. You can't get ill from this. Well, it seems, by everything I've been reading, you can, and this is part of the crackdown. It is seducing the younger generation because of all the flavors and the added chemicals that are put in. It's making these kids want to go back for more and more and more. So that is part of the plan. It's really targeting the use of these e-cigarettes by the kids in Australia. So that's going to be banned, outlawed from the first of the new year.
I'm reading a novel about the making of Casablanca in 1942. And Humphrey Bogart, of course, is a part of the cast of making the movie and then in the movie. And there's a photograph of him outside of his role as Rick Blaine, and he's smoking a cigarette. And that's exactly what killed him at 57. It's 1942.
Wow.
Every time I see one of those Hollywood stars smoking a cigarette, I think that's going to kill you, and it did. Now look him up.
Yes, it's amazing, isn't it? John Wayne, I think he was another one.
The list is long, Scott, very long.
Yeah, it's a long list. But some of those movies, Casablanca, fantastic movie.
I agree, but those cigarettes, they thought they were cool. And I guess that's what's driving the vape thing. And you can't stop the young people from experimenting. Now, inflation, we've worried about it for some time. Is it moderating?
Yeah, good on bad news on that, John. Yes, it is going down. 4.9% is the latest readout from the government. While it is a sign that it's going down, we still have cost of living issues, and it's a bad sign. Our cost of living is going up. It is so bad now. We are going through the reports of people who are no longer buying meat, no longer buying milk to put in their coffee. There are massive cutbacks. People are losing their homes because of the interest rate rises that are going on. And this is meant to be a bleak Christmas as far as retail is concerned. They are expecting the worst, but hoping for the best. So the inflation rate may be going down, but cost of living still there.
Scott Maiman, CBS News. He's in Brisbane, Queensland, where it is summertime, very warm summertime. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.